As you know, this is the first time in 17 years that the United Nations flag returns to Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. It was a great occasion on behalf of the Secretary General to raise the flag in Mogadishu, and the manner in which I was received by the leadership and the people of Mogadishu was very humbling, but at the same time encouraging a great deal. It was a great occasion, which I didn't even expect. After having worked and interacted with them for 18 months, this was really the summit of my interaction with the Somali people.
And we know, of course, that the security situation in Somalia has been of concern in the recent past. And if you can tell us how you feel about the security, do you feel that there are any issues to be concerned about, even for you personally?
Apart from the political decision that was made by the Secretary General, it was actually after careful consideration of the security situation and the other security risks, and it was concluded that it is probably the most opportune time after the withdrawal of Shabab from the center of Mogadishu, and the security has improved tremendously. Myself and my colleagues who arrived there were able to move freely in many parts of the city, and there were already other colleagues who have already been working there, like the mine action and those dealing with humanitarian work and development aspects. So it has improved. Of course, there are risks that can come with the typical terrorist actions behind the lines, but it is manageable and we take the necessary precautions good enough to enable us to work.
And finally, what are your expectations? Do you think that this move will have some major benefits for your work, working from Somalia and also from the perspective of the Somali people?
It is probably the most opportune timing, at a time when we are halfway through implementation of the roadmap, at a time when AMISOM is entering through the second phase and of expansion and of operations beyond Mogadishu. It is an occasion to align the military and security strategy with the political strategy, including filling the political vacuum in the areas that are being vacated by the Al-Shabaab. It is an opportunity also to work together with the other countries and other organizations that are already in Mogadishu so that we can give the needed support, encouragement, and also material and moral support with the Somali people, which they badly need at this time when they are about to achieve what has eluded them for the past 20 years.